Traverse City, Michigan, investigative report, Traverse City stabbing and police shooting. March 2026, incident compiled from available reporting and research. A violent domestic incident in Traverse City in mid-March escalated into a fatal police shooting, leaving one man dead and a woman hospitalized, and raising difficult questions for a community unaccustomed to such sudden and personal tragedy. The incident unfolded at an apartment on Munson Place, just off Munson Avenue near Munson Medical Center, where police were dispatched following reports of a domestic assault involving a knife.
Central City at 5:00 is taking a call where a female says she's attacked with a knife and that she's cut on her back and her side. And it sounds like the male has some chest wounds. For Rebel City. We've got a 50-year-old male, Darnell Wilson. He was talking about aliens coming to get him and was smoking marijuana. And the female, she says she's taken the knife and hidden them under the bed. Female says she hid all the knives, but she's also saying if he tries to attack her again, she will stab him again. So I'm not sure if anybody's currently armed. Male's going to be in the living room area. Female's in the bathroom. Insidious living room area is right when you walk in the door, and that's where the male is.
What began as a call for help quickly turned into a life-or-death confrontation inside the residence. According to authorities, officers arriving on scene encountered a man armed with a knife. They issued repeated commands for him to drop the weapon. When he did not comply, officers deployed tasers in an attempt to subdue him. Those efforts were unsuccessful. Police say the man then advanced toward them while still holding the knife, prompting officers to open fire.
Shot fire.
He was pronounced dead at the scene. Inside the apartment, officers found a 58-year-old woman suffering from stab wounds. She was transported to Munson Medical Center for treatment. Her condition was not immediately released publicly. The man killed has been identified locally as Darnell Wilson, a 50-year-old who had been living in the Traverse City area. While official biographical details remain limited, Wilson was widely recognized by residents through his work at the Traverse City Costco. Community members say he frequently worked near the self-checkout area, assisting customers and greeting shoppers, making him a familiar presence to many in the region. In the days following the incident, an outpouring of reactions surfaced across the community and online forums. Many described Wilson as friendly and outgoing in their personal interactions with him, recalling brief but memorable encounters at the store. At the same time, those accounts remain anecdotal and do not constitute verified background reporting. As often happens in high-profile incidents, claims about Wilson's past began circulating online. Some individuals suggested he had a history in football, including possible college play or even a professional connection. Others speculated about military service based on personal interactions. However, no confirmed records have substantiated those claims, and no verified documentation linking Wilson to professional sports or military service has emerged. A review of publicly available criminal justice databases revealed individuals with the same name in Michigan records, but with differing ages and identifying details. At this time, no confirmed criminal history has been definitively tied to the 50-year-old man involved in the Traverse City incident. What is clear is that the situation began as a domestic altercation that turned violent. Authorities say the woman inside the apartment sustained multiple stab wounds, and the confrontation with police occurred while she was still present. Incidents involving edged weapons are among the most dangerous for responding officers, as knives are considered deadly weapons and can pose an immediate threat at close range. Police response in such situations typically follows a use of force continuum, beginning with verbal commands and progressing to less lethal options before a deadly force is used if the threat persists. In this case, officers reportedly followed that progression, attempting to use tasers before resorting to firearms when those efforts failed. The shooting is now under investigation by the Michigan State Police, which routinely handles officer-involved shooting cases to ensure independent review. Investigators are expected to examine body camera footage, forensic evidence, witness statements, taser deployment data, and autopsy findings. The results will ultimately be forwarded to the county prosecutor, who will determine whether the officer's actions were legally justified. The case has resonated deeply in a community generally known for its safety and small-town atmosphere. While isolated violent incidents have occurred in recent years, including a mass stabbing at a local Walmart in 2025 and another case involving teens firing at police, such events remain rare enough to leave a lasting impact. In this case, the emotional weight is compounded by the fact that the man killed was not a stranger to the community, but someone many residents recognize from everyday interactions. That familiarity has intensified the sense of shock and unease, as well as sympathy for the injured woman and concern about the underlying factors that led to the violence. As the investigation continues, several key questions remain unanswered. Authorities have not yet detailed what led to the domestic altercation, whether there had been prior incidents or police calls to the residence, or what additional evidence, particularly body cam footage, might reveal about the final moments before the shooting. For now, the incident stands as a stark reminder of how quickly domestic violence situations can escalate and how they can intersect with law enforcement in unpredictable and tragic ways. The findings of the Michigan State Police investigation will be critical in determining not only the legality of the officer's actions, but also in providing a fuller understanding of the circumstances that led to the fatal encounter. Until then, the case remains both an active investigation and a deeply personal story for a community grappling with the loss of a familiar face and the violence that preceded it. This is Matt, reporting for TraverseCity.fm. Thanks for listening.